Surat Al-Araf, verses 1 to 10.
A group of people on the day of Qiyamah who will be on a high wall. And this is called A'raf. So one of the translations of Al-A'raf is the heights. A group of people will be here. There are scant details about who they are, but they appear, or the discussion about the A'raf appears in Ayah 46 and Ayah 48. So inshallah, when we come to that, we will discover what is meant by A'raf. This ayah, this surah has 206 ayat, and it is a Makki surah. Today we are looking at ayah number 1 to 10. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. These are disjointed letters which appear in 29 surahs of the Quran. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is meant by that. Kitabun unzila ilayk. This Quran is a book revealed to you. In the ayat we recited yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is a mubarak, a blessed book. Fattabi'uhu, so follow it. So again, we come to the Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this Quran is a book revealed to you from Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ لِتُنْذِرَ بِهِ. So that you may caution people, warn people against the disobedience of Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ. So let there be no constraint in your heart about it. You are tasked with conveying this Quran. People will object to it. People will reject it. People will say you are a liar. But you should not have no constraint in your heart. Continue to warn people about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it to serve as a reminder and an admonition for people who believe, lil mu'mineen. It is an admonishment and a reminder for the believers. Ayah number 3, ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum. To those who believe that it is revelation from Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now says to them, ittabi'u, follow diligently that which has been sent to you from your Lord. Ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And do not follow any false masters who wish to mislead you other than him. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. How little do you take heed. And the fact that those who are guided are far less than those who are misguided affirms this. How many people take heed to the message of Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how little do you take heed? And we see the majority are those who do not take heed. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا. Ayah number 4. And how many a town have we destroyed for their rebellion and rejection of the truth. فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا. The adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala came at two odd times. So our punishment befell them. بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا. إِلَّا أَنْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, befell them either during the night whilst they were in a state of total rest. أَوْهُمْ قَائِنُونَ. Or the adab came while they were taking repose and napping at midday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees these people with adab either during the dead of the night when they were completely in a state of rest and unaware. Or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took them to task with his adab at midday when they were in a state of napping and resting. And when adab or a frightening event happens in a state of rest, it becomes more horrifying. فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. Ayah number 5. فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. And their only pitiful cry when our wrath befell them was no more than to say, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We were indeed wrongdoers. They confessed. They acknowledged their sins, but it was too late. That was their fate in this world. As for the year after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number 6, ayah number 6, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. As for the year after, so we will certainly call to account those to whom our messengers were sent. الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Every nation who received the message will be called to account, and they will be questioned about how they responded to the Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and we will certainly question and account and take to account those with whom we sent it. The Anbiya will also be asked. Anbiya will be asked, have you conveyed the message? And what was the response you received? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ, then since we have full knowledge, we will relate to them the details of what they had done. Why? وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ, for we had never been absent from monitoring their actions. Allah is always monitoring and watching, and He will relate in full what has been done in this dunya. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْوَزْنُ, wazn means the weighing of deeds, weighing of people's iman and deeds. الْيَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, الْحَقْ, it is an absolute reality. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, those whose scales are heavy with good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they would be the ever-prosperous ones. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and those whose scales will be light, they are the ones who have ruined themselves. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they have ruined themselves, بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ, by acting unjustly towards our ayat, rejecting the Qur'an and the message of Allah. وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Ayah number 10, and we had established you in the land, allowing you to dwell on this earth. Allah gave you a place to dwell and reside on this earth. And وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ, and we have provided you with means of survival and livelihood. For everyone, we've given you a place to stay and a means of rizq. And that means you're supposed to offer gratitude and submission to Allah for His ni'mats. But قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, how little gratitude do you offer? Inshallah, we will make tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم صاد كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا اتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو هم قائلون فما كان دعواهم إذ جاءهم بأسنا إلا أن قالوا إنا كنا ظالمين فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خف خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون ولقد مكناكم في الأرض وجعلنا لكم فيها معايش قليلا ما تشكرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.